Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Trifurcate.
The era has become.
You know,
there was a lot of me dealing with like 13-year-old girls.
Okay, what's your point?
Should I go right? Should I go left? Damn it! How do I get in that little girl's toilet?
I don't know.
Here he is, having the time of his life.
Certainly, if you jerk it. Hello, everyone. We are your broadcasters for the evening. My name is Isaac. And right over there is Jace. We call him Jace. His name's Jason.
Jace Squared, me and Quick, our boy band.
Hey, I've got some sports memorabilia news over here.
I think it's serial killer memorabilia news.
No? It's got Cal Ripken's autograph on it.
Boy, it really weirds me out that people collect serial killer stuff. Like, that's a full-on thing. Have you ever watched on Netflix Dark Tourist? It's called The Dark Tourist?
No.
It's a show, and it's either called Dark Tourist or Dark Tourism. One of those, I'm not sure what the actual title is. But it's just, it's this guy, and he goes and explores, like, tourist traps or locations or destinations that are, have really, bad roots, so to speak. And it's a really interesting show. And one of them is, there is, like, a Jeffrey Dahmer, like, walking tour that you can take, and you go around and you look at his apartment, where he grew up and all this, and, like, where he worked.
Does somebody live in his old apartment? No way.
No, but I think it's still up. Like, you can go see the apartment.
So it's like, how does that work? He had an apartment in a complex, I assume.
Yeah.
So the rest of the complex is still there?
I think it's still there.
And the one that he lived in, they just...
I'm trying to remember exactly. It's been a while since I saw the episode. I want to say it's been a year or so. But they go and visit his home. They go and see, like, where he grew up. They visit all the different locations and this and that. And there are fanboys, or should I say fangirls. Like, there are girls that love Jeffrey Dahmer. They're, like, obsessed with him. And they think he's cute. They think he's sexy. It's a whole freaking thing, man. I mean, it's terrifying.
Yeah, no, they demolished.
They demolished it?
They demolished the whole building.
Then maybe it's his childhood home that they go to.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure they go to the site where the building, where the apartment building stood.
Yeah, they're saying, yeah, so this says, after the crazed cannibal was arrested, this is Dahmer.
Yeah.
His neighbors wished to depart the building as quickly as possible. One explained, it's been a living hell. It's like we're on a museum tour or a zoo tour.
Yeah.
People drive by day and night. I haven't been eating. I haven't been sleeping. All I know is I want to get the hell out of here. The building was demolished in 1992, and the former site of the grisly murders has remained vacant ever since.
Yeah. But they go and, like, they go and take this tour. Go home and check it out. Like, if you're sitting around on Netflix, look up Dark Tourist or Dark Tourism, and they do all the, like, what they, there's people that, like, go to Chernobyl. And,
yeah.
And they want to visit it, or the, what was the one in Japan that had the meltdown? Is it the Fukushima plant? Anyway, all these different just bizarre things. You're like, why would anyone go there or on vacation, but the Dahmer thing is real, and I guess it's a whole there is a whole subculture.
Yeah, people are crazy about it.
Serial killers, and they can't get enough of them.
Well, if you've ever wanted something signed by a Major League Baseball player, pretty good one too, Cal Ripken. Remember him?
Yeah.
But it also was a painting.
He's gained quite a bit of weight.
Yeah, he's a little chubby, but
that happens.
Yeah, he's older. It is a painting by serial killer John Wayne Gacy that is signed by Cal Ripken.
Yeah, it's like an Oriole, right?
And you can buy it. Yeah, he. So when he was on death row, he would paint, and he made a little Baltimore Oriole.
Yeah,
it's orange and black, and it is signed by Cal Ripken. Now, how did this happen?
That I don't know.
Well, apparently, in Baltimore, if you don't have a Cal Ripken autograph, you're an idiot.
You're just not trying. He signs everything.
Signed everything. Somewhere, some way, this guy by the name of Brian Platt, he's a businessman out of New Oxford, Pennsylvania. He says he is a collector of weird things, and among one of the odd things that he has is he's a bunch of John Wayne Gacy paintings, and the Oriole... it's on one of eight canvases in his collection. He said Gacy painted it while he was on death row in 1994. And somewhere along the way, somebody had it signed by Cal Ripken Jr.
Oh, boy.
So he's selling it for 10 G's. Yeah.
That is,
he wants 10 G's.
That is so creepy. And by the way, if you ever want to see something creepy, look up some of John Wayne Gacy's paintings. Because he painted a lot of clowns. And if you don't know, John Wayne Gacy would...
Well, he was the clown.
He was the clown.
He would dress up as a clown.
And so there's a lot of... He was Pogo the clown, and there's
a lot of...
Is he the one who would show magic tricks and then say... And when the kids asked, how do you do that, he would put the handcuffs on?
Finger cuffs. Finger cuffs, dude. Finger cuffs. Which to this day, just the notion of finger cuffs and clowns, either one of them... Freak me the hell out.
Yeah, if you've seen, you got it. If you have not seen John Wayne Gacy as Pogo the Clown, you got to Google image that because it is terrifying.
Yes. And yet someone is going to pay thousands of dollars.
Well, we'll see. You know, Gacy, excuse me, he was kind of one of the guys, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, like these guys were written about all the time.
Yeah.
In the newspaper and stuff. And they were world renowned. And so a lot of their memorabilia, this is why they are profited from why people are profiting from them so much, is because they are cult, I don't want to say heroes, but cult figures that people can't get enough of. And Gacy was one of the most prolific of the whole era. Like if you look at Ted Bundy and Son of Sam and some of the other guys, nobody killed more people than John Wayne Gacy. He had 33 murders, which is a record in the U.S. And he was also the creepiest because of the clown thing.
Yeah.
But he buried them all on his property. They were all young boys.
Yeah, it was like in the crawl space.
Yeah, I'm looking at Wiki right now. 26 of his 33 buried in the crawl space of his house.
Yeah. And he had to start moving... As he continued to kill boys, he had no more room to bury them on his property. There were so many bodies buried that he moved them to another part of the town there by the river.
Like I found, there's a website called the. Let me look, where'd it go? There's an eBay for this stuff. So like Siri, like eBay won't allow. Criminal, what are we, like any sort of memorabilia from a crime, right? They put limits on it. But I guess someone started this website and it sells
grossstuff.com.
Gross stuff. And you can buy serial killer memorabilia. So there is a letter written from 1977 from Ted Bundy to his girlfriend at the time, $7,500. You can buy the Windbreaker that Richard Ramirez, who is the Night Stalker, that was he was wearing the windbreaker when he was caught. Remember, he was beat by all those people like at the bus stop when they captured him. You can get the Son of Sam's mailbag, all kinds of stuff like that. And it's, I mean, they go for buku bucks. Like that letter from Ted Bundy, it's almost $8,000. Just a letter that he wrote. There's all kinds of awful stuff, and people pay through the nose.
So how did Ripken's autograph get on this? Well, the guy who owns it now, he says, if the dating is right, the Oriole canvas that he's now asking about $10,000 for came out just as Ripken was starting his Hall of Fame career. So Platt doesn't think Platt is the let's see. Platt. Hold one, please. Thank you. Holding.
Searching.
Yeah. Platt is the businessman that I mentioned, right? So he's the guy who has it now.
Yeah.
And he says he doesn't think baseball's Iron Man had any idea he was putting his name on something produced by one of history's most notorious murderers. But he says from what he gleaned from the other items at that estate auction where he bought it, including couches covered entirely in alligator skin, he surmises the painting's original owner, who was identified as the at the sale merely as Sonny Slim, was just the sort of wise guy who would order an Oriole from Gacy, fully intending to get an unsuspecting Baltimore player to sign it. As for opportunity, the original owner lived in Hollywood, Florida, near where the Orioles had their spring training, he says. So he asked Ripken spokesman John Maroon to show Cal a photo of the painting and asked if he remembered signing it. And Cal said, I don't think that's my signature. And he doesn't remember signing it.
I'd like to think that Cal Ripken's just is like, yeah, I'm not admitting to that.
But he can't say with 100% certainty if it's not his signature. He doesn't know.
By the way, the creepiest, like the most expensive things on this website, you can buy the Unabomber's typewriter and handwritten manifesto. Both of those are for sale.
Ooh, the handwritten manifesto? How much is that going to go for?
That's going for, looking here, $100,000. Lots of John Wayne Gacy's artwork is on there. One, Ed Gein, who was the Wisconsin guy, he was the bassist for Hannibal Lecter, the Buffalo Bill, Silence of the Lambs. You can buy his car. His car is for sale. It's a old Ford sedan from like the 1950s.
See, okay. I don't understand. So you said the typewriter. Let's go back to the Unabomber.
Yeah, the Unabomber's got it. There's a handwritten manifesto and a typewriter.
So the handwritten manifesto is one thing because it's something that you can display and it is the original and it's like, holy crap, that's like, I mean, it's all creepy, but that is, I mean, in a sense, it's history, right?
Yes.
And so is the typewriter, but the typewriter, it's just a typewriter. And so you have to tell somebody, hey, that was the typewriter of, and they're like, oh.
So they also sold his...
You know what I mean? But you see what I'm saying, though? Like, like there's a difference between...
It's a conversation starter. Someone wants you to ask, hey, why do you have a typewriter? Oh, let me tell you. That's the Unabomber's typewriter. It's a conversation starter. Because someone... It's not for sale, but someone on this website sold his hoodie and glasses, too. They all this stuff ends up on there. So someone spent $20,000 for the hoodie and the aviator sunglasses that he's wearing in the famous, you know, the...
But they're not distinctively, you know, they're not distinctive in any way. I'm saying like the manifesto, that's interesting because it is what he wrote.
Yep.
The original. And it's like, and you can't mistake that. It's not like a pair of aviators. Like, hell, those look like my aviators.
Yeah. You want a Christmas card from Ted Bundy?
No. Although, well, kind of. Well, that's okay. So that falls more into the like manifesto. What does it say?
Looking here, Ted Theodore
Bundy.
And that's
Bundy, just creepy.
Several memorabilia websites, searching.
Is it him in a Christmas sweater? Like,
yeah, it's a Christmas card. Hugging a kid or something? And it says, God bless you, peace, Ted.
Oh, my God.
$5,000.
Wow.
For a Ted Bundy Christmas card.
That is so creepy.
Now, they're saying the biggest one here is someone bought Jack Ruby's gun that he killed Lee Harvey Oswald with. $2 million.
Damn. Man, there's some people with a lot of money out there.
Yep, they wanted Jack Ruby's Colt.
All right,
anyway,
that's
a creepy site.
Would you let Amazon scan your body? That's next on The Fan.
So I was Someone asked about yeah, we were talking about the serial killer.
Are we back?
We're back.
Oh.
The serial killer memorabilia, and someone asked about the O.J. Simpson glove, and I looked it up.
Who has that?
So it's interesting. I just Googled what happened to the bloody glove.
It's that damn Kato Kaelin, isn't it?
They said that it's still all that stuff from the trial is still in the evidence locker because no one's been convicted of that crime. It has to stay in the evidence locker because no one's been convicted of it. Someone in theory else is responsible for the murder. And if that's the case, that glove would have to be available for the new trial.
Right.
So none of that stuff from the O.J. Simpson trial is is available. It's all locked up. So I found an article where the L.A. DA allowed someone to come look at it, and it's in a plastic bag, and it's in an evidence locker with everything else from the O.J. Simpson trial.
So that will never...
Ever.
I mean, they're eventually going to have to do something with that stuff.
Nope, but. It'll... Because there's no limitation. There's no statute of limitation on murder. So in theory, that will always... sit in an evidence locker along with everything else. Anything they collected from OJ, the shoes, all the photos, any of that stuff is all sitting there. Now the Bronco, OJ's Bronco was destroyed. So OJ's Bronco was not the one that they were driving in. Everyone always thinks that it's OJ's Bronco. It was Al Cowling's.
Yeah. That
so
guy.
OJ's Bronco was seized for evidence and that ended up being destroyed. Like, that ended up part of the estate ended up going to, like, Fred Goldman, and they just had it destroyed. So OJ's Bronco is gone. Al Cowling sold his, and originally it sold for $75,000, and then they're saying that eventually sold around $1 million, although the terms aren't... It was originally asked $1.3 million for it, and supposedly it sold for about $1 million, but the deal wasn't official.
Wow.
And now it's, like, some museum now. Someone has it, but I guess it's not available for public consumption. But that's what happened with the OJ evidence.
How much do you think Goldman's gotten?
I don't think much. I think OJ, because his pension and stuff isn't available to be touched. And I think they claimed that the trial and everything wiped him out. So I don't think the Goldmans have gotten much from OJ. And they've said all along that it's not about money. They just want to punish him by trying to not allow him to have like a comfortable life. But he basically just lives off his pension. His NFL
pension.
The
juice is loose. He's down in Florida, right?
Uh-huh.
Isn't he just chilling down there?
Yeah. Yeah, he's out of prison and
you don't hear much about him. Usually he can't stay out of the headlines, but
well, I mean, he's pretty old now and maybe he learned his lesson actually going to prison this time.
Yeah. Right. All right. So Amazon wants to 3D scan your wiener.
Do it.
You're down?
For how much?
Sounds like they're going to give you a $25 off coupon.
Oh.
Amazon.com gift card. $25.
What are they doing with my junk scan?
Gift card. That's the question.
I've got questions.
Let's get to that next. But first, Mike with SportsCenter.
Work on your weight loss journey now at BetterYouToday.com.
Double Sun Power!
All right, well, Amazon has already got a bunch of data on you, so don't sweat this next piece, okay?
They've got dong photos now.
Well, if we've seen the ween of the head cheese, chances are they've seen yours.
But we haven't.
Well, that's true.
We just know that it's out there.
Yeah.
Which I can't believe that it hasn't leaked yet, but I suppose when you're the richest man in the world, you probably have the ability to keep stuff like that under wraps.
Hey, man, all he's got to do is threaten to suspend their Amazon accounts, and they're like, oh, okay,
whoa,
easy. Amazon's the greatest thing ever.
It really is.
Greatest thing
ever. Like, I understand that it puts out small businesses, and, like, I don't think they treat their workers very well.
It's called efficiency.
I swear to God, like, by the time I'm 50, 99% of the things I buy are going to be Amazon. I'm ordering beverages off of Amazon now. That's how bad it's gotten.
What is that? What do you mean?
Like I
for the house?
Yeah, I order drinks.
Yeah, I mean, like sodas or something?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah. Like just.
Nothing wrong with that.
I just order so much of my stuff now on there. It's like.
What's the strangest thing you've ordered off of Amazon?
The strangest thing? I remember that day I came in here and I said that the Aventi Market here had those little Starbucks like spritzer
water
things.
You ordered those,
I went home and bought a case of those on Amazon. I'm saying this, but I don't know if that's necessarily the strangest, but that was the first time I had bought, like, I felt weird. Like, I'm literally ordering.
Like, food and beverage.
Yeah. I bought like a 50-pound bag of dog food once. They came in a big, I mean, like a huge box. I felt a little weird about that. But it was like they were doing a one-day, like, kind of like dog food special if you subscribe to, like, a service where it came every month, but you could cancel after any time. So I just ordered one bag of food, and it was like 50% off. It was amazing.
Sometimes you buy things on there, but they come from the... from like secondary vendors or websites.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff on there is secondary vendors. Yeah.
Yeah.
I only buy if it's Amazon Prime.
That's right. See, that's what I think too. It's like the other stuff feels like kind of a ripoff.
Nope. Whenever I'm searching for anything, I just go to the left hand and I click Amazon Prime only.
Yeah.
And there's
plenty on there.
Yeah. But there's times where I'll be like, oh, I want that. Nope. It's not Amazon Prime. I'm not dealing with that. Free returns.
But how do they do that on their end? Like, how is it that some of the stuff is. Like, oh, it's actually coming. Like, if you return it, the Amazon returns are the easiest thing ever.
Ever.
But then the returns, if it's a secondary vendor.
I always assumed that Prime only came from, like, their warehouses. I always thought the secondary vendor stuff was the stuff that wasn't Prime, but I may be wrong.
No, I think anything can be Prime.
Oh.
I think.
I don't know.
I don't know what is and what isn't Prime. It's very confusing.
We did a super easy one when we went to the mall the other day. We just went to the Amazon bookstore, and you can return anything there, too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the Amazon returns are the easiest thing ever, but if you...
You just don't want to deal with shipping stuff back if you don't have to.
Well, but that's when you order from other websites through Amazon, then you have to deal... Amazon will just say, hey, you got to deal with them if you want to return something.
Right, I don't like secondary...
So that's why you don't want to buy from...
No, I like... And they'll tell you when you're clicking on... You can see what, you know, is it from a secondary vendor? Is it from Amazon? But I love it. It's so easy to just look up what you want and order away.
So they now are running a study that is looking for volunteers who will allow their bodies to be 3D scanned.
You want all of this, do you?
Amazon says the study is to, quote,
yes.
Learn about diversity among body shapes, end quote. Now, do you...
That
how
sounds
much
trustworthy.
Yeah, this sounds
yeah,
very
how much
uncomfortable.
BS is that?
This is like when my grandpa back in the day was part of the healthiest boy in Utah competition. I feel like it was just a chance for them to see a bunch of kids in their undies. I feel like this is the same sort of thing. There's nefarious things afoot.
Is this in correlation with their new Amazon clothes thing where you can just order clothes and then send anything back that doesn't fit?
Yeah, well, some think it is.
Okay.
So... Volunteers, you go to Amazon's Union Square office in New York City, and you will be weighed, and you will have your height measured. There will be 3D scans, photos, and videos will then be taken of you in everyday clothing. Then they will give you form-fitting clothing to wear.
All right.
Great.
Kind of accentuate your junk a little
bit. The angle of your dangle.
And then for women, you get a bikini or form-fitting shorts and sports bra. And then they take another set of 3D scans and photos and videos.
What if I just want to go nude? What if I'm like, look, let's cut through the BS here. Let's get to the good stuff. Let's do this, Jeff.
Sir, the scanning technology is on the clothes. Nope.
Nope.
You're taking nude pictures of me right now.
All natural. Soak it in, Amazon Prime.
So for all of this, they will give you a $25 Amazon.com gift card. The study is run by Amazon Body Labs, which creates detailed 3D models for gaming and shopping. They won't say what the data it collects from volunteers will be used for specifically, only that it will be exclusively for internal product research and not for marketing purposes. Yeah.
Horse crap.
Effing right.
By the way, 25, who's doing that for 25 bucks?
But to your point, Mike, they said it's possible the data will be used to improve the capabilities of Amazon's Style Assistant camera, the Echo Look, where it basically...
That's not even what I was thinking about.
It shoots a picture, it looks at you and says, hey, these would look good on you.
What's going on?
Why don't you strut around in these for a few minutes?
Hey, I'm Dustin.
My name's Echo.
Why don't you put on your tummy panties and go for a little stroll?
Just make sure they're not moist first.
Yeah, this whole thing is just, No.
Don't you hate it when they tell you that, we will not disseminate your information. This is for internal uses. I never believe that, ever.
No, we've got some semi-nudes of you, but trust me, none of these will ever make it out.
Right.
No horse crap.
Right. So you're going
to... Just wait for the first hacker to find all these nudes.
No kidding. Well, they're not nudes, but...
Well, they might as well be.
Pretty
soup
much.
They will be.
Oh yeah. Look, if you're gonna put me in a pair of skivvies, let's just go the whole way, all right? Just make sure that everything fits.
Well, I tell you what, you cannot get a bigger no from me on that.
Yeah,
they're up to no good.
No.
That's... Hell, I don't even have an Amazon Echo or Google Home in my house because I don't want them listening to my conversations.
Well, that has been proven true, right? I mean, they say that if you don't want to be listened to, don't have one of those in the house.
At this point, isn't the cat out of the bag? It's like whatever you buy. Like they were saying the other day that they're going to put little cameras to watch you in the screens of the back seats of airplanes. You know?
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah. Which I'm like, yeah, whatever.
So someone who's sleeping with their head resting on the seat in front of them is just going to block the camera.
It's like I'm not doing anything on the plane anyway. But why would they do it? In other words, there's a camera everywhere. They're already watching you. It's on your TV. It's on your computer. It's on your Amazon.
I have basically just accepted the fact that wherever I'm at, someone has the ability to watch it.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I have also accepted that, but I do not want an Amazon Echo to randomly start talking to me and I don't really know what the functionality of that would be for me personally.
The middle of the night. Mike.
Yeah.
Mike. Wake up, I'm bored.
Ask me to search something for you.
This guy says, "Scan my naked body with a laser." I've done more for less than $25. Valid point.
Yeah, I guess if you just don't. I mean,
well, I'm hoping that's a guy.
So how much money would you do this for?
Well, I just think they're up to no. I like. There's no telling where that could end up.
How much money would you do this for?
So a lot.
They've
it would
a,
take a
they've
lot.
They've got a 3D model of you, basically.
Yeah, that's a lot. I don't know, man.
You got a clone of Rop that's. That's all of a sudden stocking Amazon shelves.
$1,000.
They need to pay to see this.
$1,000.
You don't get this. $1,000? Yeah, I'll do it for a grand.
No, I'm out.
$1,500.
No. $2,000. Keep going. Way higher.
$2,001.
Over $10,000.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
You really think your body's that precious, huh?
Have you seen it?
I have.
I've seen all the hair. Yeah.
$1,000, you can scan me. I'm not going to lie. If you made it convenient you came to my house, it'd probably be a lot less than that.
$500. $200.
You'd take the $25 gift card.
Be more than $200. But
if they came to your house, set up the equipment, and said, "You have to do nothing but sit on your couch as you're doing right now."
$500.
$200.
Nah. Five bills.
So if you leave Alexa on,
and I want free Amazon Prime for life.
Whoa.
Well, yeah, you just upped the ante there.
That's a big ante up right there.
That's what I just did. Deal with it. You want this? You want the goods? You want the secret sauce? Let's make it happen.
So Alexa does listen, and they've admitted that Alexa is recording what you're saying outside of you talking to her.
Yes.
And they do that because then they can send you ads about what you're saying.
Oh, we have it all the time. We've talked about this. We'll be talking about something on the show, and next thing you know, like you get an ad for it that pops up on your phone, or you get an email about it. You're like, holy crap.
The Northern Arizona hat. That was my,
dude, that was
the key.
That thing was a trip.
Because it was on your computer.
Yep. And it just popped up. We're like, someone's listening. It's
considering the computer was at that point in a different room.
Yep.
It was somehow through your phone connected to whatever you had used on your computer and gave you the ad.
And popped me up an ad for a Northern Arizona Lumberjacks hat because we had a conversation about it. But in some ways, that can actually be really good. I'll tell you, I bought a lot of stuff because of little phishing ads like that. I'm like, you know what? I do want that. I was looking for that. Thank you, computer. I will buy that. Gets me all the time.
Never watch HLN. Really? you'll probably buy like $800 worth of things.
You've never done that before? Where like I'll be looking for something and an ad pops up and I'm like, oh, that is what I'm looking for.
I have never bought anything off of an ad on the internet.
No.
Yeah, I've done that.
All right.
Someone's asking, does your fur mess with the laser scan?
No. Kidding me? It enhances it.
The scan likes it even more.
There's way more depth to his 3D model.
Look, let's be honest. If I showed up for that, I'd be ravaged by the ladies before I even got to the laser room.
That's true. You never make it there.
They can't handle this.
No. They're not ready for the beefcake.
All right, John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And
Everybody knew you didn't give. This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Big Bad John. Here he is. Hello.
Here I am. I'm here.
There you are.
I'm here. You're here. We're here. Is it this our time?
It is our time, John. You seem chipper.
Well, I'm happy to share a little of our time together.
You do seem awful chipper. What's the matter with you?
Well, look, I'm if you eliminate, well, I'm about as in a good mood as I'm in right now. It's Friday. I'm done with work. It's a holiday weekend. I'm at home. The Mariners are on moments away, and I have pizza for dinner from one of my favorite places. And my dog is sitting here right by me, and I'm not. I'm as happy and content as I could be right now.
I thought you were done with the Mariners.
Well, I am, but they had an off day yesterday, and I kind of cleansed the system, and now it's back on tonight.
Just gotta check back in.
Yeah. So how many innings till your rage peaks up, and then you're back to being miserable?
Well, for some reason, now they play Oakland tonight, and Oakland is pretty good, but the Mariners are 4-0 against Oakland this year, so go figure.
Well, that was back when they were good, though.
No, they just beat them two games like 2 weeks ago when they sucked. Yeah.
Well, those first two games don't count in Japan.
No, they don't. So even if you eliminate those two, then we're 2-0 against Oakland, which is still an anomaly. But I figure they got to get it out of their system because Kyle Seager comes back tomorrow, and I'm not happy about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's been down all year with an injury, and quite frankly, I've sort of pretended he was traded, and I was really, really happy about it. But they're making a big deal on the pregame show tonight that he's back tomorrow, so I'm going to have to suffer through him hitting 220 again.
Let's play the new fun game of, John, currently rank your top three hate bucket Seattle Mariners.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't know that I can. It's pretty much the whole roster.
No, you got to go 1, 2, 3, Johnny.
Let's go. Sports talk.
In order of who I hate the most right now?
Yeah, so go starting with 3, your third most hated Mariner leading up to your most hated.
I'm going to say third most hated Mariner right now is Cody Guerin in the bullpen. I can't stand him. He's horrible.
All right.
Then I'm going to go with number 2, Ryan Healy.
Why? His defense?
Oh, my gosh, he sucks. Yeah. He sucks, and he's an Oregon Duck.
He can hit a little bit, though, can he?
Well, you can hit a little bit. But
that's a good point.
I mean, come on, you're in the major leagues. I need more than this out of you, Ryan.
Yeah, he boots it every time.
It's not good at first.
Well, and he's had to play third because of the stupid... Yeah. Because of the stupid Ryan Healy or Kyle Seager incident, so that's been difficult, and he's not good at there. He's not good. So at least Kyle Seager will be back playing third, and he's decent at that. So, but yeah, and the whole Ryon. Who's he trying to fool with that?
Yeah, it's pretty douchey. Who's number one though? I'm on the edge of my seat here.
Number one in the hate bucket right now.
Yeah.
Do you have a guess for me?
Well, it's probably one of those bullpen clowns.
I would assume.
But they traded Swarzak. Strickland's hurt. I just can't keep them all straight is the thing.
Yeah. The bullpen's kind of been turned over a little bit. So I'm not as bothered by the bullpen right now because it's a bunch of new guys and I haven't had a chance to hate yet.
Yeah, give it time.
Well, I feel like maybe you don't have one. I think you're stalling.
No. I have one. He's playing tonight. He's in center field.
Oh, center field. Who'd that be?
Who's playing center field for?
That's Malik Smith.
Oh, Mal.
Oh, my gosh.
He sucks.
Where do I begin to hate that guy? And the worst part is he sucks so bad they finally sent him down.
Yeah.
And then it's the whole, like, we're going to send him down to get right.
Right.
And then the other guy that comes up sucks. And so they have to bring him back.
Was that Shed Long?
And then they sell you on the, he was really starting to come around down in Triple A. Yeah, he was in Tacoma for 4 days.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah, I cannot stand that. And the worst part about Malik Smith is that DePoto has traded for him twice now.
He likes him.
He's the guy they got for like 12 minutes and then flipped in the Drew Smiley deal, which really worked out. So you tell me this. He got traded to Tampa Bay, after one season in Tampa Bay, they were ready to trade him back to us. Shouldn't that tell you something?
I feel like the Mariners are good at that, about having someone and then getting rid of them and then bringing them back after they're not any good.
Yeah, they do that a lot. It sucks. They tried that with Ackley this year.
Yeah.
And if he would have stuck on the roster, he'd be permanently carrying the hate bucket.
All right. Well, that's a good list. Thank you. It's exciting.
Yeah, Malik Smith sucks, so maybe he'll get hurt tonight.
All right. Have a good weekend.
All right. Love you guys. Happy Memorial Day.
Thank you
to all the veterans. Go Mariners.
Love your body. All right, we got to go. We're out of here, man. 3-day weekend, Jace.
Be safe.
Yeah, you be safe out there.
Don't do anything dumb.
Yeah, don't do anything dumb. Don't be dumb, idiots. We are off on Monday, but we are back Tuesday, 3 to 7, on The Fan. Good night. Love you.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
Yeah.
Yes, there are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.